This isn't quiet healing in a corner. This is nervous system deep, soul cracking, healing that echoes. The kind that makes you remember who you were before the world told you to be small. Welcome to Empowered as Fuck with Joe Thomas. Welcome to the rebirth, where healing gets to be loud. Welcome back to another episode of Empowered AF with me, Joe Thomas. Today, this one is gonna hit deep. People love to say, just get over it, right? Or that was so many years ago. Why are you still holding on to that? But here's the truth that I've actually learned through the years. Your mind might try to move on, but your body doesn't forget. The body remembers everything. The body literally keeps score. And when I say that, I don't just mean memories. I mean sensations, reactions, patterns that play out before your brain even has time to catch up. It's the racing heart when you disappoint someone, the tight chest when someone raises their voice, the way you can't relax, even when everything around you looks fine. So today, I want to share how my own body remembered, long before I ever understood why, and how that shaped the way I lived, achieved, and pushed myself, and how you can identify this in yourself, and how we can start working through it. So for me, it showed up as perfectionism. From the outside, I looked like I had it all together. I always had straight A's in high school. I was a star soccer player. And I had a closet that was color coordinated, notebooks flawless, everything polished, and it was just lined up. People praised me for always being disciplined, for being driven, for being the best. I was an old soul. What they didn't see was what was happening inside my body. Because if something was out of place, if I got a 95 instead of 100, if my room wasn't organized the way I thought it should be, my chest would tighten. My stomach would drop. My mind would spiral with panic, and I just couldn't put it into words. My body would light up with so much anxiety, I just couldn't explain it. And I thought I knew the answer. If I worked harder, if I just did better, if I was just perfect, I thought I could just achieve enough. If I could be the best at everything, then maybe I would finally feel loved. Maybe I would finally feel safe. Maybe the emptiness I carried would finally go away. But here's the part I didn't understand then that I fully understand now. That wasn't really about grades or soccer or how neat and organized my client was. That was about a little girl inside of me, a very unhealed child who had grown up in a world full of chaos that absolutely wasn't safe. My childhood was filled with loneliness, with abuse, with trauma. I didn't have words for it. And when you don't know how to heal, you adapt. You survive. You build an identity around what gets you attention, what keeps you out of trouble, and what makes people stay. And for me, that identity was achievement. So I became the girl who was the best at everything. I was the smartest in the class, the leader in my friend group, the hardest worker on the field, and I wore that like a badge of honor. But here's what no one saw. Underneath that armor, I was exhausted. I was anxious. I was constantly bracing for the moment that it would all fall apart. I was great at everything except feeling safe in my own body. And no matter how much I achieved, I never felt like it was enough. I carried this constant fear that people wouldn't stay, that love wasn't safe and that I wasn't safe. And that's the thing about trauma. Even when you try to bury it, even when you tell yourself you have moved on, your body remembers. And here's the thing I didn't understand at the time. All of that perfectionism, all of that anxiety, all of that constant pressure I felt in my body, it wasn't me being dramatic, and it sure as hell wasn't me being too much. It was my body remembering. See, trauma doesn't just live in your mind. It lives in your nervous system. It gets stored in the way your body reacts even before your brain has time to make sense of what's happening. That's why you can tell yourself over and over, I'm safe now. I'm fine. This isn't a big deal. And still feel your heart racing, your stomach dropping, your throat closing up. Your body doesn't respond to logic. It responds to memory. And here's what that looked like for me. My body remembered what it felt like to never measure up. My body remembered the loneliness, the fear, the unpredictability of abuse and conflict. My body remembered that love could be pulled away at any moment. So even when I was safe, my nervous system was still bracing, still scanning the room for danger, still tightening, freezing, overworking, all to keep me alive in a world that no longer existed. And I see this with my clients all the time. They'll say things like, I don't know why I can't just relax. I don't know why I overthink every little thing. I don't know why I sabotage when things are finally good. And I always remind them, it's not because you're broken. It's not because, you know, you can't just let it go. It's because your body remembers. Imagine your nervous system like a vault. Even if your mind tries to forget the code, your body keeps it locked inside. It holds the imprints of every fight, every silence, every time you had to perform to be loved, every time safety was ripped out from under you. And here is the kicker. The body doesn't just remember the pain, it repeats it. Repetition feels safe, even if it's unhealthy, even if it's exhausting. That's why so many of us end up in the same patterns. The same kind of relationships, the same burnout cycles, the same money stress, even when we swear we'll never go back there again. It's not self-sabotage. It's not weakness. It's your nervous system clinging to what it knows, because what it knows feels safer than what it doesn't. And until you learn how to work with your body, not against it, you'll keep replaying the same story, even when your mind is desperate to write a new one. How do you know if your body, not your mind, is the one running the show? Here are some of the biggest signs I see, not just in my clients, but in myself back when I was stuck in these patterns. One is you cannot stop hustling. Even when you're exhausted, you feel this pull to do more, to prove more, push more. You tell yourself, if I just get through this week, if I just cross off this list, but the list never ends, does it? Rest never feels like luxury. You can't afford to rest. And it just feels unsafe. How about leaning into that? Rest feels threatening. You finally get a quiet moment, and instead of peace, your brain is racing. You feel guilty. You feel lazy, like something is wrong. And the second you try to slow down, your body starts buzzing with that same familiar anxiety because stillness never felt safe growing up. How about those of you who are always on alert? Even when things are good, you're scanning for what could go wrong. You can't fully celebrate the win because you're already bracing for the shoe to drop. It's like your nervous system is saying, don't relax, don't let your guard down because danger could be right around the corner. Another one is you only make big moves when you're in crisis. So instead of moving from desire or alignment, you wait until the walls are closing in, until you're burnt out, broke, and completely overwhelmed because urgency feels familiar. It feels like home. So your body just recreates it. And here's the thing. If you're nodding your head right now and you're like, yep, I want you to hear me. This does not make you broken, unfixable. This makes you human. This makes you someone whose body is caring more than their mind ever gave them credit for. I had a client once who told me, I don't know why I can't relax. Everything is fine. My job is good. My family's good. But I still feel on edge. And I looked at her and said, of course you feel that way. Because your body doesn't believe you're safe yet. And that was the light bulb moment. Because she realized it wasn't her mindset failing her. It wasn't that she wasn't positive enough or disciplined enough. It was her nervous system clinging to survival mode. And maybe that's you too. Maybe you've been working so hard to fix yourself with affirmations, with more strategy, with more doing, but nothing shifts. Because underneath all of that, your body is still holding on to the same old story. And until you learn how to regulate your nervous system to actually teach your body a new story, you're going to keep replaying the old one over and over and over. So now that we've named it, now that you're like, cool, Joe, you've told me my body can't forget all of this. Now what? Now that we've called out the ways your nervous system keeps looping in survival, the next question is, what do we do about it? Because listen, you don't heal by bulldozing over the patterns. You don't heal by shaming yourself for still feeling them. And you sure as hell don't heal by repeating, I'm safe 10 times in the mirror when your body is screaming that you're not. Healing happens one safe step at a time. And that's why I want to give you three simple but powerful steps to start showing your body a new story. Not through force, through safety. First and foremost, we have to start with awareness without the judgment. You have to start noticing when your body goes into overdrive. Maybe it's your chest tightening before you say no to someone. Maybe it's your jaw clenching when someone raises their voice. Maybe it's that restless buzzing in your legs when you do try to rest. I don't want you to shame this. I don't want you to try to fix it. I don't want you to try to push it away. I just need you to notice it. Just say to yourself, my body's remembering. That tiny reframe alone takes the blame out and allows you to have more compassion on yourself instead of just saying, oh, I'm being lazy again. And then I want you to start creating a micro ritual of safety. This isn't about an hour-long meditation, okay? Sometimes there's a place for meditation, there's a place for activation. This is just about a simple, repeatable action that reminds your nervous system, I'm okay right now. And I love to do breathing with my clients. So you just put your hand on your chest and you take three slow, deep breaths. Plant your feet on the ground and press into the floor until you feel steady. And I want you to look around the room and just name five things you can see. Okay, just really bring yourself back to the present moment. It sounds small and it sounds so insignificant. But your nervous system speaks in small, consistent signals. And these little rituals retrain your body faster than forcing big leaps. And then you have to just start practicing the micro actions. Once your body feels a little safer, choose one small step towards the thing you've been saying one day about. Not the whole dream. You don't have to run all the way up the staircase. Just one step. Book the consult. Write the email. Sign up for the class. Post the thing. Say yes to something you would normally put off. Here is why this works. Every time you take micro action, from a place of safety, your body gets proof. Proof that you can move without everything collapsing. Proof that the world doesn't fall apart when you choose yourself. Proof that you're not the child anymore. You are the adult steering the ship. And over time, those little proofs stack up, and suddenly the patterns that once ruled your life lose their grip. Because the body may remember, but the body can also relearn. So here's what I want you to take with you after this episode. You are not broken. You are not weak. You are not failing because you can't just get over whatever it is. Your body is doing exactly what it was designed to do. Remember, protect, keep you alive. But now, you are not that little girl or boy anymore. You are not in that old environment anymore. And you get to teach your body a new story. A story where safety doesn't come from overachieving. A story where love doesn't come from abandoning yourself. A story where your nervous system doesn't have to be on high alert to prove you're worthy. The body may remember the pain, but it can also remember the healing. And that starts today. Not one day. Today. If this landed for you, if you're starting to realize that money is maybe where the body's remembering the most, maybe there's things that came up in your childhood, the shame, stress, survival mode, I want you to know I have a free 3-day class that I can send you. Send me a DM on Instagram and I would be happy to send you a couple of my classes to just help you start unraveling some of these things. Thanks for listening to another episode. If this one hit, don't keep it to yourself. Tag me, DM me, send it to the person who's been carrying too much alone. You're not just healing, you're becoming them. And this is only the beginning. Thanks for being here. See you next time on Empowered AF.